with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting in Madison, Wisconsin. A teenage student opened fire at a Christian school today, shooting 8 people, 2 fatally, before taking her own life. Madison Police Department Chief Sean Barnes on WKOW-TV.
We know that 3 people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school. At this time, we're not releasing the age or gender of the student or any other identifying remarks about the student. 2 other people have died. A teacher and a teenage student.
2 others shot remain in critical condition. Shock and grief reverberated across Wisconsin as news of the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School spread. Questions continue to abound on those mysterious sightings of drones in New Jersey.
Governor Phil Murphy says there was no evidence of threats from the drones detected in the state over the weekend. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby says the assessment there is these are
lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, and even STARS that were mistakenly reported as drones.
Kirby points out there are 1 million lawfully registered drones. President-elect Donald Trump refused to say whether he had been briefed on the drone sightings.
Our military knows and our president knows, and for some reason they want to keep people in suspense.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
TikTok's asking the Supreme Court to step in on an emergency basis to block the federal law that would ban the popular platform in the United States unless its China-based parent company agrees to sell it. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians voted for President Trump in big numbers again.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the medication. The decision's a major blow to the transgender agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. The decision extends an emergency ban. This is SRN News. Indiana officials are preparing to execute the state's first death row inmate in 15 years.
Joseph Corcoran was convicted in 1999 in the fatal shootings of his brother and 3 other men. If Corcoran is put to death as scheduled Wednesday, it will be the state's first execution since 2009. Corcoran's attorneys have asked a federal court to stay his execution, arguing it would be unconstitutional because he has a serious mental illness. Indiana officials have refused to discuss how they obtained the sedative used for this lethal injection. John Scott reporting.
Starting in September 2027, all new passenger vehicles in the U.S. will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said Monday it's finalized the rule. It'll also require longer warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.